Hi there. The word for today is learn to work with others. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, New Living Translation, Paul writes, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. There's a legend about a covey of quail that lived in a forest. The birds were happy except for one thing, their old enemy, the quail catcher. He would imitate their call. And then, when they gathered together, he'd throw a net over them, stuff them into his hunting basket, and carry them off to market. Finally, a wise old quail said, brothers and sisters, I have a plan. When the quail catcher throws his net over us, we should all put our heads into a section of the net together and start flapping our wings. That way we can lift it as one and fly off with it. And it worked. The birds all agreed, and next day they did exactly that, making a successful escape. When the quail catcher got home, his wife asked him, where are the quail to take to market? And he famously replied, you know what? When they all got together, there was no stopping them. Hello. Writing to the members of the Corinthian church, Paul first says, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. And then in verse 11, right after it, he writes, some members of Chloe's household have told me about your quarrels. And then he went on to say, live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions. Rather, be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. Success in any venture calls for the death of individual ego and self-interest. So, when a mistake is made, refuse to place blame. Be forgiving, and don't allow an offense to develop into bitterness. Offer praise for the other team members' strengths, and offer help in their areas of weakness. Be conscientious and dependable, and stay focused on the bigger goal. The truth is, when we learn to work together, there's no stopping us. And that's the word for you today.